Work simply. Embrace the power of your personal productivity style. Author, Carson Tate. Work smarter, not harder. Life in the 21st century is busy. We have access to unprecedented amounts of information. Technology has blurred the lines between professional life and personal life. Time management programs do not work. Such programs teach a process focused almost entirely on how to plan and exercise control over the amount of time spent on a specific task or activity. This stems from the erroneous belief that poor allocation of time impairs performance. But such a one-dimensional approach does not account for the reality of work today, which is multifaceted, fast-paced, and constantly changing. What's your productivity style? At the same time the neuroscientists have been studying universal patterns regarding brain functioning, they have also been exploring the significant differences among individuals when it comes to thinking and working. These researchers have developed varying definitions of what is often called cognitive style, and their findings about how it influences the way a person perceives, thinks, learns, solves problems, and relates to others vary as well. Manage your attention. Human brains come equipped with two kinds of attention, involuntary and voluntary. Involuntary attention is designed to be on the watch for threats to survival and is triggered by outside stimuli. Voluntary attention is the ability to concentrate on a chosen task. It is voluntary because you have control over it, whether or not you fully recognize and exercise that control. The first step in harnessing the finite nature of your attention involves cultivating awareness. Learning to do this begins with the attention awareness exercise. Select a span of 4 hours as your tracking period for this exercise. Then choose an attention tracking tool that works for you. Every time your attention wanders, make a note on your attention tracking tool. The second step in strengthening your voluntary attention involves in optimizing the physiological conditions necessary for ideal attention management. The final step requires that you retrain your brain using a brain reboot. By frequently rebooting your brain, you are rewiring it for optimal functioning. Set your priorities. The Ready, Aim, Fire methodology will not only assist you in getting very clear on your goals and priorities, but will also ensure that you achieve those goals in the most efficient and effective way possible. Ready. Determine your goals. To get ready, you have to become very clear on your goals and priorities. Then use these long-term goals as guide spots to shape and direct the short-term steps that will take you there. Try to be very specific about what you want to create this year. Make sure that your goals are realistic, exciting, action-oriented, directive, and yours. Aim. Align your time with your goals. Aiming is nothing more than a way to organize time on your calendar to advance your goals. To aim accurately, match your time span to your goals. To aim effectively, it is essential to work with your productivity style rather than against it. If you're a prioritizer, block your time in small, precise increments, an approach that appeals to your analytical thinking style. If you're a planner, consider blocking your time in relatively large increments, an hour at a time or by segment. If you're an arranger or visualizer, review your goals, then aim your time span to your goals by creating theme days. Arrangers and visualizers differ slightly in how they use theme days. Arrangers should consider theme segments rather than theme days. Fire. Complete tasks and projects with ease. Fire is the final, crucial step in the Ready, Aim, Fire system. Prioritizer strengths are your ability to accurately complete significant amounts of work and your highly effective prioritization of tasks. Planner strengths are your gift for maintaining accurate detailed lists and your ability to frequently complete work in advance of deadlines. Arranger strengths are your ability to craft and use visual, kinesthetic lists and your strong intuitive sense for which tasks must be completed at any given time. Visualizer strengths are your ability to effectively manage multiple tasks at one time and your skill at efficient execution of tasks. Project management by productivity style. Prioritizer strengths are focusing on achieving the project outcome, your gift for analytical, logical analysis of the project goal, and your skill at quick, accurate decision-making. Planner strengths are your ability to craft detailed, sequential project plans, your skills at consulting and complying with laws, policies, regulations, and quality and safety criteria when planning projects, and your strong focus on achieving the project outcome. Arranger strengths are your ability to lead a team and your skill at partnering with people, your intuitive awareness of the next step in a project. Visualizer strengths are your ability to think strategically, your ability to develop creative, innovative project ideas, and your ability to see and connect disparate project aspects into a cohesive whole. Harness the productive power of your teammates. Delegate effectively. Set people up for success. Stop making flawed assumptions when you delegate a task. Avoid the temptation to dump and run. Delegate everything at one time, and define the limits of authority you are delegating. Understand your team members' productivity styles and delegate accordingly. Communicate to be heard. Prioritizers are focused on what questions. Planners are focused on how questions. Arrangers are focused on who questions. Visualizers are focused on why questions. Simply, follow up. Work well with others. Your productivity and effectiveness are directly connected to your ability to work well with others. So how can you work well with others when productivity style differences threaten to cause misunderstandings and hostility? The key is to leverage the productivity style strengths of your team members, including yourself, and minimize their blind spots. Productivity style blind spots. If your colleague is a prioritizer, his or her blind spots may include a tendency to be controlling and rigid, excessive competitiveness, and valuing speed over excellence. If your colleague is a planner, his or her blind spots may include rigidity and missed opportunities due to resistance to deviating from plans, and lack of spontaneity. If your colleague is an arranger, his or her blind spots may include missing important details due to incomplete planning, lack of awareness of how their style impacts others, and excessive involvement with people. If your colleague is a visualizer, his or her blind spots may include tendency to overlook details, tendency to complete work late due to lack of planning, and valuing possibilities over processes. Lead a meeting revolution. Too many meetings fail to generate any meaningful return on the investment of time and energy they demand. The first step to reforming our dysfunctional meeting culture is to start questioning the personal and professional value of each and every meeting you attend. It is equally important to remember your productivity style and the productivity styles of your colleagues and team members, because meetings have different value for each style. Understand your meeting alternatives. To lead your meeting revolution, the first step is to get very clear on the types of meetings you are leading or attending, and then look for meeting alternatives. Perhaps the most unnecessary type of meeting is the informational meeting, conveying information that can be accomplished in many different ways. Decision-making and problem-solving meetings generally do not have viable meeting alternatives, but targeted pre-meeting preparation can streamline and shorten meetings of these kinds. Brainstorming and team-building meetings also require a live, collaborative format. However, the effectiveness of the meeting can be enhanced if pre-meeting materials are sent in advance. Invite only the right people. If you are in charge of organizing a meeting, it is imperative to invite the right people to the meeting. To begin thinking about who should be on the list, start by recognizing that there are four types of meeting attendees. First is the decision maker, who is the person with the authority to make decisions. Second is the influencer, who has the pull and network within the organization to advocate and popularize meeting, decisions, and initiatives. Third is the resource person, who has specific knowledge, skills, and expertise needed to inform the decisions and create plans for executing those decisions. Fourth is the executor, who has the knowledge, skills, resources, and authority to successfully complete the work resulting from the meeting. Work simply, live fully. When you work from your strengths, acknowledging your unique productivity style and align your work to support you, it is easier to manage your days and weeks. When you can work with uninterrupted focus, it is easier to tap into your latent, dormant creativity. And slowly, you notice a shift in the conditions of your life. You're working simply and living fully.